This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Black Entertainment Television enters the increasingly crowded online streaming market with what it calls BET Plus. At about $10 a month, it has TV classics, Tyler Perry's entire body of work, and some originals. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
There are hundreds of streaming services out there. Michael Smith studies how technology is changing the entertainment industry at Carnegie Mellon. He says to enter this market,
you either need something huge or something small.
By huge, he means something like Disney Plus, with lots of franchises and blockbuster movies.
And by small, I mean something targeted on a particular, well-identifiable niche.
Like Black audiences. BET Plus will have classics like Martin, Tyler Perry's entire catalog, and new original shows, including an all-Black First Wives Club.
Ladies, it's time for us to live our lives.
Darnell Hunt researches diversity in the entertainment industry at UCLA. He says Blacks are underrepresented on other streaming services, so BET Plus will
create a platform that's dedicated to African-American content, which will become, you know, a home for Black talent.
Hunt says that content and dollars moving to BET streaming service will also put
pressure on the Netflixes and Hulus and Amazons to continue greenlighting projects that are more diverse, that feature African Americans, so they don't lose that entire audience segment to BET.
Like a lot of cable networks, BET is responding to the rise in cord cutting. Devin Griffin is head of BET Plus.
It's really about us extending, out to where consumers are moving and where consumers are, so that, you know, whether someone has a cable package or not, or if they got rid of cable, that BET can be a part of the way that they, you know, interact with content, you know, watch video, consume stories.
And this is a way for the network to collect data, says Carnegie Mellon's Michael Smith.
BET as a streaming platform, all of a sudden I've got a unique identifier for you, and I can see exactly what type of content you're interested in and target that content directly to you.
Smith calls it a feedback loop. Good for the audience and for the creatives. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.